section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
A legend is terminated, ROH gets a TV deal, and Survivor Series is this Sunday. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we have a special guest, Doug Hahn. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. So Nick Bockwinkel has passed away. So what's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, so Nick Bockwinkel, he was a tremendous technical wrestler for the AWA. I don't believe he even spent any time with the WWE, but he was a WWE Hall of Fame inductee. And the reason he was so important is because he influenced a lot of the greats, a lot of the great technical wrestlers that did come after him. He was a four-time AWA champion, and him and Gagne had a long storied rivalry. He was also a tag team partner with Ray Stevens, who was taken way too soon. He passed away about 20 years ago. And Bockwinkel said that Ray Stevens was one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. But this, it is sad. I mean, you know, a lot of the people who we looked at as being living legends are getting up there in age, you know, or they're in their 70s and 80s and they're starting to pass away. He did have a really great career, had a really great life, and he will be sorely missed.
Yeah, it is sad news. And they talked about this on the WWE Network and how, and they had a bunch of AWA legends come on, and they were talking just about how sad it was that he passed away. So our hearts go out to them, and I hope everything works out for the family. But it is, you're right, Aaron. It is sad that all these guys are starting to pass away now. Doug, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I want to just point out that he was of an elderly age, I believe 92. When he passed away. So it is nice to see that some wrestlers can make it to an old age like that. Whereas other wrestlers, you know, my favorite is Macho Man, passes away and he just would have been celebrating, I believe, his 63rd birthday. So it's nice to see that a legend like that could live a long life and fulfill, you know, most of his life goals too. And he was a big impact on a lot of wrestlers. And I saw a lot of tweets and everything going out to him and in support of his family.
Yeah. So now let's talk about something really weird. Monty Kip Sopp, AKA Badass Billy Gunn, was terminated. Now, Aaron, why was he terminated?
Apparently he had really high levels of testosterone in his system. Apparently he's a power weightlifter and he does that for fun. And I forgot the exact levels, but it was like something like 6 to 8 times the normal limit of when they do the testing. So, you know, it was one of those things that when they did the testing, they decided, dude, we can't have you here then. You know, we're testing our wrestlers like this. We got to test you like that. So you're gone.
I think the real reason why he actually got terminated, though, is because, hey, if you're a wrestler and you get busted for performance enhancing drugs, you're suspended for 30 days, the first offense. And why are they allowing a trainer that when the talent can't do that? So I understand why it's this way.
Are we really losing that much, though?
Nah, I mean, you could tell he was, you know, if you watch Tough Enough, he was always yelling and it looked like he was about to, you know, roid rage all the time.
He did look a little roidy. Yeah, I mean. Look, you know, as a trainer, that's one thing. But, you know, he was never the most technical wrestler. He was the entertainment aspect of WWE. You know, he was not the the guy that put on a clinic in the matches. So, you know, he just had the look. He could talk a little bit and that was it.
Yeah. Doug, what do you think about this?
I believe they were purely right in terminating him. Just the fact that you can't have a coach who is supposed to be a mentor, somebody you're supposed to look up to and follow and imitate, if he's doing steroids to get by or get that extra edge, what's that kind of putting on your new guys and your young guys into the system? I'm glad that they actually terminated instead of just suspended him.
Now, do you think he's going to be back anytime soon, though, Doug?
Eventually, yes, and probably as a Legends deal, but probably not as a mentor or in the Performance Center.
All right. And then, of course, the other big news of the week, I think actually this could be close to the biggest one, is that Ring of Honor has a new TV deal. So, unfortunately, they will not be on Destination America anymore. But here's the weird part. And they're going to be on Comet TV, which is owned by Sinclair. And if you know anything about, like, the sub-channels that they have, like, for instance, in our area, Channel 6, KWQC, they have a 6-1, which is their main one, and a 6-2, which is now ION TV. It's kind of like ION in a way, where they run basically reruns of stuff. But in this case, they'll have Ring of Honor, and it's going to be aired really late. It's like at a midnight Eastern time. So, but Aaron, are you excited about this new TV deal?
It's good for, you know, Ring of Honor to ensure that they do have a TV deal. Of course, I think most people, when they said Comet TV, and then they went straight to Google to find out what it was. You know, I mean, that I did. I had no idea what Comet TV was. And, you know, it's a division of Sinclair. So it's, look, it's not that big of a deal. It'd be just like WCW going from TBS to TNT. It's like, you know, that's not a big deal. You know, Turner owns you. Turner owns all three of those things, you know. So it's not that. I don't think it's as big of a deal as they're trying to make it out to be. I'm glad that they're staying on TV. I think that it would have been nice for them to stay on Destination America. I think it was kind of cool to have two wrestling promotions there. You know, we had talked about in the past, you know, we would love, it's a dream scenario, but to have Ring of Honor and TNA actually merge into one company, that'll probably never happen. But either way, I still would have liked them to stay together.
Now, Doug, what do you think about the TV deal with Ring of Honor?
You know, it was a luxury, I guess, then to be able to see them on Destination America. Now, you know, I've got to find a new way to watch it. So I'm a little sad at that, but I am happy that they got a new TV deal or something that hopefully that can get them the extra boost that they need and get them the distribution that they need to get out there and get their names known.
All right, so let's talk WWE programming for this week. So we're going to see at Survivor Series, we're going to see Dean Ambrose take on Kevin Owens. Aaron, this is a toughie if you're going to say who's going to win, because it could go either way. But what do you think's going to happen with this match?
This one is going to be definitely the biggest toss-up. The one thing I want to point out here, though, this is really funny. As soon as we found out Seth Rollins got injured, the moment he got injured, you know, us four, you know, including Roger, we got on and we started speculating about what the Survivor Series would be. And we were expecting an 8-man match, and the final four, I think everybody had this. Everybody said it was going to be these four as the final four, with Ambrose on one side and Reigns on the other. And the vast majority of us said it was going to be Ambrose versus Reigns. So I'm going to stick with that pick. I'm going to say it's still going to be Ambrose. It would not be a shocker if it was Owens, though. In the next match, Reigns versus Alberto Del Rio, it would be a shocker if it was Del Rio. I think that it's, you know, definitely been Reigns. But Ambrose Owens, they had very easy matches, I think, on Raw. None of them were too exciting. But I think that these two will put on a really good match at the pay-per-view.
I completely agree. Doug, your thoughts?
Well, I'll only disagree in the fact that I did see some good matches on Raw that I really enjoyed. I didn't really enjoy the Reigns Cesaro match. I thought that was really good. But Aaron is right. We all predicted these four going in here. It will be a huge surprise if Alberto Del Rio wins. But talking to my buddy who's going with me to Survivor Series, how awesome it would be actually to see Owens, the Intercontinental Champion, versus Alberto Del Rio, the U.S. Champion, for the WWE Championship. And, you know, I never really thought about it that way. And that would be kind of fun to see, because we know somebody's going to come out with two titles, but might not leave Survivor Series with two titles. So, you know, because you never saw Sheamus on Raw this week, did you?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he might have been on, you know, Superstars.
And does anybody really watch that?
No. That's actually one of the few that I do skip, along with this week in WWE. But anyways, that's right. You said a good point. If you guys were able to see the IC champion versus the US champion for the WWE championship, I think that's a huge deal, because have we ever seen that? You can actually say that you're the first person, you guys are the first people to see that. And it's potential where you could see you know, we'll say Owens win the title and then have Sheamus cash in right away. So you could see two title changes right off the bat, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. No, it's very, very exciting. I can't wait to go.
I bet it's going to be a good time. Now, with Reigns and Del Rio, who do you got on this one, Doug?
I really have Reigns. As much as I kind of would like to see title holder versus title holder, it's going to be Reigns. There's no doubt about that. You got to have him. You know, I believe there was speculation or a good chance that he was going to beat Rollins anyway for the title at Survivor Series. They might just be continuing on with that storyline, and it really didn't disrupt him very much, except for now who he has to beat to get the title. So WWE writing could be going on. I wish they would listen to last week's show, because I thought all of us had some great ideas, which any one of those predictions I would love to see.
Now, do you think they're going to do anything about the boos? Because, of course, he keeps getting booed. So, like we saw on Raw, he got booed. Do you think
that's... Oh, yeah, he did. Do you think him and Cesaro, like Doug said, the Cesaro-Reigns match was fantastic, mm-hmm. especially the last, 3 minutes of it. Cesaro, he is so tremendous. He really is. But he was getting booed. And the crowd was so behind Cesaro. And I actually think it was very bad booking decision to have Cesaro take on Reigns because of that. I think you needed to have somebody that you would want to boo, you know, not a Kevin Owens either. I mean, you have to have somebody that you're like, look, I really don't want this guy in there. It should have been Del Rio, maybe even in that spot. You know, I mean, they could have done something like that. But I think that they're not going to cover up the boos. I think the boos are going to be there. And I actually I think, Doug, you might have said it last week, or Roger, you guys were agreeing on it, is that you're going to hear the boos. And then maybe Reigns decides, you know what? I don't like these boos anymore. I'm going to turn heel.
I'm going to come out in a suit and tie and join the Authority, because they're teasing that. And I like the fact they teased the Owens one as well, because there was no sound during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Owens might have been like, all right, I'll join you guys, but I want the title.
I will say this as it comes to the boos. Rewatch it if you have a chance. There's one of them that I'm not so sure they were actually booing, but when before the spear, Roman throws out that big boo-ah chant before he does the spear. Are they actually booing, or are they going, you know, doing his little shout out with him?
I saw some people actually boo, because I thought they did the two thumbs down when they were like boo, which I thought was funny.
The only reason I think it is still boos is just because of the fact that you had boos earlier in the match and the whole match. So it's not like you can pick that one spot for people to cheer, but you know what? You know, maybe that's when you start changing his name to something that sounds like boo. So it sounds like they're cheering him.
Do you think that that's why they booked Cesaro against Reigns? Because they knew that the crowd was going to love Cesaro. So what better way to get some more heat on Reigns? Because realistically, let's say Reigns does win the title, but he does it in a way where he joins the Authority. He's going to get booed even more than what he was. And sometimes you have to be heel to become face first. We've seen that with a lot of
wrestlers. It would be smart to embrace that hate, you know, turn to the dark side, you know, like use the force. That's what I want to see. I just want to see Reigns turn to the dark side. I would actually like him more as a heel. He has that heelish behavior, and to have him join the Authority would be totally fine. And it would totally be good for the storyline that would lead up maybe to WrestleMania 33, where you have a Shield triple threat match, where Reigns is the heel, Ambrose is the wild card, and maybe Seth Rollins is a face or even a tweener. You know, you could do something along those lines, and I would be okay with that. You know, I really would, but we're going to wait and see. I mean, we got, just a couple days here until Survivor Series. Doug is going to be there live, only a few rows back. And so I think it's going to be pretty exciting. I actually think the entire card is going to be pretty good, too.
Doug, are you going to bring a fishbowl?
No. You know, yeah, I'll put it on my head and just wear it as like a little hat.
And then give it to Cole? And,
yeah. I'll put a big sign that says I'm a coal miner.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. I'm a coal miner.
Eddie, we have Breeze and Dolph Ziggler going at it. This was something we had talked about probably about 4 weeks ago, how they were building up towards a match on this. The only thing that that didn't happen that we kind of expected was that we were expecting Dolph Ziggler to lose his match because Breeze interfered, and that would lead to it. That didn't happen. But either way, they did get into an altercation on SmackDown. So we're going to see these two go at it at Survivor Series. Andy, is this pretty safe to say Breeze is going to get his second win here?
I think Breeze has to. I mean, well, he did beat Zack Ryder on SmackDown. But
oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Third win.
Yes. But I think he has to win here. But I believe that they should have a rematch in Nashville. And I believe that you have to give Ziggler some. He has to start winning at some point. He's going to have to or maybe have him join the Authority. But I think they don't know what to do with Ziggler. They're like, hey, we're going to sign him.
Ziggler's doing well as a face. You don't have him join the Authority.
But the thing is, they're not doing anything with him. It's getting really annoying, but overall, going back to this match, I think Tyler Breeze, I think he's translated pretty well so far, and I think some of the people get the gimmick, and I think that says something. But I don't know how far you can go with the Tyler Breeze character, but overall, I think this match would be this could be match of the night. This could steal the show, and I do believe that it will. What are your thoughts on it, Doug?
I don't know. I like Tyler Breeze. I liked him in NXT, but until he can prove something up in the big leagues, he's going to be another one that just kind of fizzles down the NXT. Yeah, you move to the big roster, but you know what? Now you're going to go be that jobber or mid-card person that just has no chance of moving up. So putting him against Dolph, unless you have him beat Dolph and maybe you do it also at the Monday night show to elevate him a little bit. It's going to hurt Dolph though. And I like the opportunity now because of that tournament. I thought Dolph had a good showing in it and could be a potential, you know, number one contender or along those lines. So we'll see. I'm a little sad to not see Dolph in the traditional Survivor Series match, because I think that's where he needs to be for this pay-per-view, not necessarily in a one-on match, which probably will be the pre-show match, will be Breeze versus Dolph.
Yeah, the pre-show match will it'll be the Survivor Series match, which, by the way, they still haven't announced. But Aaron, what are your thoughts on the Breeze Dolph storyline?
Yeah, I agree with Doug. Actually, I think it might have been interesting to see them in a 5-on-5 match and then have them do the 1-on-1 at TLC. You know, that way it's even a larger buildup. It's like, oh, you know, that's how you do a mid-card feud. You know, you have long buildups for it. Of course, WWE has a lot of TV time that they have to fill up. I'm actually quite surprised that they didn't give this away yet for free. You know, then they're like, oh, we're going to have the rematch on the pay-per-view that you've already seen. But, you know, we're going to show it again. So either way, though, I'm pretty excited about it. But, you know, like I said, with that 5-on-5, we have a 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series match scheduled. We have no idea who's in it or what it's even for. They just announced that there's going to be a match. And I don't know. I feel that, like, way back in the day when they had some of these matches, like, maybe the heels would be like, oh, I got a team of guys. Could you find anyone? And they teased a little bit of that on Raw a couple weeks ago with Reigns. Reigns had to find people. Reigns, obviously, we're not going to see anyone that's currently on the card. We're not going to see them in those matches. So it's just going to be thrown together and, like, very thrown together. We're going to see people who probably have no reason at all to be near each other thrown into this match. And I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I'm not that excited for it. I really am not. I would have much rather seen something else, you know. And who knows, maybe Friday when this show comes out, you know, that's when we're going to find out who's in the match. But as it is right now, not that excited for it.
Now, here's my thing about this. Why don't they make this WWE versus NXT at this time, where you have 5 WWE guys and 5 NXT guys? You could always do something like that. I mean, that's at least an idea. So then you have NXT guys who can actually get, you know, some experience and get a, you know, just to be on the show, be at a pay-per-view, but I don't know.
And they had, you know, bragging rights at SmackDown versus Raw, and I always thought that was kind of silly to do bragging rights, because I thought you could do that just at Survivor Series and have that be your bragging rights. You know, they don't have the brand split anymore. They don't really have a good faction that they could... I guess they could do New Day. New Day will be the heel team, so you'll have 3 people there. You just throw another tag team in there, maybe the Ascension. You know, so it'll be New Day and the Ascension versus the Usos and who knows, Cesaro, right, probably being there.
Cesaro and
yeah. Callisto. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, that's probably what it's going to be, which is, I, oh, dear God, if that's the teams, by the way, I'm just going to say, like, wow, they're terrible.
Well, thank you, Jimmy Jacobs, for stealing all of our ideas.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't understand why they don't have, I mean, because if you watch, like, I went back and watched the first appearance of Undertaker just to kind of get that 25th anniversary mojo going into this. A lot of those matches are 4-on-4. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like the whole pay-per-view is Survivor Series matches, which I wanted to see. I wanted to see that. I'm glad for the tournament. It gives a new kick to it, but it would have been great if this could have been in replace of TLC and still had the Survivor Series matches. Not having anything for this match. But here's the thing, a 4-on-4 match. What stable has four people in it that could be in a Survivor Series style match?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Could
it be, I don't know, the Wyatts?
Oh, that's right.
And then you have the Brothers of Destruction and your two mystery partners you don't even have to announce until the pay-per-view.
Exactly. And we've been saying that. It's like, how hard would that be? 4-on-4, you know, like, it is very annoying.
You know, it's frustrating.
You know, it'd be interesting though. During speaking of that match, it would be interesting if during that the Wyatt's match, if Braun Strowman, whatever his name is, if he actually gets into the ring and runs the ropes, and somehow when he goes back to lean on the ropes, one of the, like the top rope breaks or something like that, and he falls out of the ring,
and then he gets replaced by Bo Dallas.
Oh my gosh, there we go.
There's your fifth member of the Wyatt family if you want to make it a 5-on-5.
That's what they should do. And you could have the Brothers of Destruction and the New Day. And then the Brothers of Destruction just beat up New Day. It's what ends up happening.
No, what would have been awesome is if you would have had a you know, and not that you would ever do this, but like a respect aspect of it. You have Sting come out and, you know, kind of do a little bit of work, because I mean, this would be a perfect match for him to come out in. He doesn't have to do very much. Neither does Undertaker. Neither does Kane. You keep tagging them in and keep replacing them. I would have loved to have seen Finn Balor come up in this one. The quote unquote demon showing up with the demon Kane and the Undertaker rising up from the ashes of hell, if you really want to bring him up that way. Because we all know that the ashes of hell can still be a face. And then, you know what? Just as a respect aspect, bring out Brock Lesnar as the mystery fifth partner who only comes out at the very end of the match and demolishes the Wyatt family.
That's actually a good one. Finn Balor would be a good one to have come out.
Because there's your guy that can actually take the beating for most of the match while everybody else is on the outside waiting to get into the match. And you can have, you know, Sting get eliminated during it, because, you know what, that's fine. He gets eliminated. He can come back out and challenge Undertaker to WrestleMania, which would be phenomenal.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of things that they could have done, and it is so unfortunate that I feel like they missed the boat here. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Eddie, why don't we go ahead and thank our sponsors?
All right. So HostGator, are you a blogger or a podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Off the Mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to say big on items from WWEshop.com. So, Aaron, start this one off.
Yeah, so there was a report that came out about how year over year, what WWE was doing for their revenue, what they were doing for their ratings, and also like their house shows and everything. And it was quite interesting. It almost looked like wrestling was entering a little bit of a lull. And we saw in particular Raw, the ratings have been down 13% average year over year. So that means that, you know, August, September, October last year, 13% less people are watching it, you know, live or even DVR, which is, you know, pretty bad. Andy, what do you think? 13% down. What would you attribute that to?
Well, you know, ratings are, that's a weird one to me, because they don't, if they took in consideration how many people pirate Raw, I think that would change things.
Do you really think that many people pirate Raw?
You should see how many people download Raw. You'd be shocked about how many downloads that you see for Raw. Not really SmackDown, but Raw is the big one. Even the standard def and the high def. People go nuts downloading those.
I disagree. I don't think that that's as big of a deal as you might think, because a lot of people pirate shows on Fox and ABC, and those are free. Those you can get very, very free. Some people just like to have absolutely no commercials, and they like to back their stuff up or have it archived, that sort of thing. I know that a lot of people do download Raw and SmackDown, but I don't think it's...
That's not the whole thing, though, Aaron.
13% to pirate.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I'd say best case scenario with that, it would be like 1% or 2%. That would be it. But it wouldn't be this big drop off. I think a lot of it is that the product is not as good as it was. I think it's gotten stale.
Okay, but why is that, though? Like, so you're saying it's not as good as it is. So
no.
what would you attribute that to?
Well, in this case, Aaron, I actually blame creative on this. There's no other way to explain it. It's all goes down to creative.
All right. And Doug, what do you think?
I'm blaming a little bit of creative. I think that they could use some new ideas or new run or something along those lines. I also blame it a little bit on the wrestlers too, just on the fact that there hasn't been a rejuvenation of talent. I don't even think there is a lot of explosion in NXT, but that's on the small scale, and that's to the hardcore wrestlers. It is becoming a more of a problem of the fact that we have gotten to that PG rating, PG-13 rating every once in a while, but you're not hitting all the fans. And since there is a wide variety of fans in the WWE universe, and trying to appease all of them at the same time is going to hurt you, because you're going to appease the kids with your John Cena while everybody else or your hardcore fans don't want to see John Cena anymore. They want to see the new talent. So a lot of it, I think, is even the talent just not taking even with a quote unquote brass ring and running with it. And I also think that they're not giving the pushes to the people that want to be seen. I was trying to explain to my wife why I don't want to see Roman Reigns as a champion. And that's just because it's really all the only thing I could come up with is because WWE wants me to cheer for him as a champion. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do what WWE tells me. I want to root for Cesaro, who I think earned the championship, who puts on matches. Yeah, he might not be the most charismatic person on there, but he is the one that goes out there and puts on a phenomenal match every time, instead of watching clothesline after clothesline Reigns, and now we're going to hand him the title.
Yeah, and you know, one of the other things too, I think, is there's a little oversaturation as well, and you know, we see Roman Reigns constantly, and I was thinking about Seth Rollins, who I would like Seth Rollins a lot, but there was a Raw I remember watching, and he was in like 5-6 segments of a 3-hour Raw. You don't need to do that. You need to actually have him in less segments. You need to make him feel special. One of the reasons we like Brock Lesnar so much is because Brock Lesnar is only there once a month, once every couple weeks, you know? I mean, it's not very often. And so Brock Lesnar is a special attraction. If we see Rollins 6 times per Raw, 3 times per SmackDown, guess what? He's not that special anymore. He's oversaturated. I think that also has something to do with it. And, you know, another figure that was interesting is SmackDown is down 20%. They attribute a little bit of that to moving to sci-fi and then moving to Thursday nights and, you know, moving stuff around. That could be a reason why. Although I think it's SmackDown is, you know, Raw light, basically. You know, it's not even that good. But the more interesting thing here, I think, is that house shows are down 10%, which means that they're not having as many people attend the house shows. That they did not say the revenue, though, of house shows. That is something I would be interested in, because if less people are going but the ticket prices went up, they might be getting the same amount of gate. However, though, if you have 10% less people going, that's kind of hurting your product still, don't you think, Andy?
Definitely. I mean, I was going to go to a house show a few months back. It was earlier this year. And when I saw the ticket prices, I was like, that's really expensive for a house show, even for Nosebleed. And I was waiting for, usually they have a deal where you can get like four tickets for $40, but you sit nosebleed. And I was going to, the family was going to go because that's worth it. They didn't do that for some reason, that people were buying the tickets at like $40 a pop for nosebleed. I would never pay that for nosebleed. It's ridiculous. And I talked to one person. I think he said he spent like $170 or $180 to sit floor. That much to sit floor.
Oh, that's for a live event, house show.
Yeah, right? It was for a house show. I mean, like, and granted, they don't do a lot of live TV tapings, and he's a huge fan of it. That's fine, you know, that he can do whatever he wants. But at least for me, I don't see a value there if, you know, if it's not a TV, and I know that they're going to have, you know, like four matches, intermission, another four matches, and that's it. I just don't see, you know, paying a lot of money for it. I mean, if it was like $10 or $15, you know, I'd do it. But that's, I think, the problem is that the house shows are getting expensive. And if they were to mark down the tickets, I think you'd have more people come. And then also, if you charge like $10 to go to the show, you know, then there's a good chance that I may buy something. And that's what they care about. They make more money off the merchandise sales than anything. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Doug?
I kind of agree with you. I was looking at going to a house show one time when it was very, very close. And I looked at it and it was like, that much for a house show? I'll pay the $10 more and go to the pay-per-view the very next day and drive a little bit farther away. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, I'm putting out a lot of money to go to sit third row, but this is for Survivor Series. And this is a special event. And the other ones that I've sat at the Royal Rumble, where I sat floor, Money in the Bank, where it was the huge match of John Cena versus CM Punk. And I paid that money. I was willing to pay that money because those were huge shows. They were worth the money. A house show is not worth that much to me. Like, they need to cut all the prices in half. I mean, it was like $500 to sit front row at the house show. And it's like $500 to sit at a house show. I'm paying less than that, and I'm three rows at a pay-per-view.
Now, and same thing with SmackDown too. I've seen that the SmackDown prices are also, it seems like they're a little bit more as well. And I just don't, it's a SmackDown. I mean, if it was a Raw, because you know it's live, so anything can happen. You know, and then you're talking where, hey, if it's still, we'll say $40 sit nosebleed, you know, then I understand. But like for a house show, they need to change that. Because like I said, they make all their money off the merchandise sales, and maybe someone should let WWE know that. That's probably the best thing to do. But I did see that they're actually looking for someone. They're trying to hire someone for that. But I believe that overall, I think some people are just upset with the product right now. I think that's what the main thing is right now going on with the WWE. What are your thoughts, Aaron?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you know, just echoing Doug's thoughts, I actually don't go to house shows. I you know, even SmackDown, I don't want to go to because I feel that nothing is going to happen. And that's the thing with the live events, like they like to call them. Nothing is going to be different there. Nothing is going to happen. So in order to get me to go, you have to lower the barrier of entry. And if it is $40, maybe $30, you know, for like a okay seat, I'll go to it. You know, $30-$40. Yeah, I'll go to that. But if you're going to charge me $100 for a good seat, no, I have better things to spend my money on, especially when it's $100 for a good seat at Raw. Like, I'm not going to do that. House show is not Raw. And so don't try to sell it to me like it is.
That's probably the best example. But yeah, so I just think right now that wrestling itself, it's in a weird spot because, you know, UFC is so popular right now. And I think they need to somehow, I don't know if you want to change, they have to change something up. They have to do something interesting. Almost, you got to bring like a big actor in for a few months or whatever. You just need something to make the people be like, you know what? I need to go watch Raw right now, or something controversial. You need something, you know, maybe Undertaker putting Stone Cold up somewhere, but you never know. What are your thoughts, Aaron?
Yeah, no, it's obviously entering a darker period. I think that it's until WWE creates more stars and they get a little bit more under their belt. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit lower.
So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.